Prologue, 15 years ago. The dog came from out of nowhere, completely silent, rather than the usual vicious pooch, announcing its terror long before it reached you. It crashed into her right side like a freight train. She only heard the briefest sound of the monster gulping one last bit of air before it struck. When she hit the ground, she heard the animal grunt from their impact and then growl as it attempted to get a better grip on her side so that it could set itself to ripping her flesh. If she had any time to think about her situation, she would have probably panicked. This was where her training kicked in. Her gun was already unholstered, so she quickly fired off a shot, but it was from the same side as the mutt. She missed. Quickly, she switched hands and shot once more from her left. A long moment of quiet passed, not more than maybe 20 heartbeats. They both lay in a heap, but only she was panting. Upon quick inspection, she concluded this was not your backyard shitbird variety of pit bull. This was a purebred Wisla, slick, muscular, and very powerful. The Bureau already knew that the dog's owner had bought a half dozen over the years from a breeder in Jackson, about 10 miles south. Of course, it never occurred to her superiors in the FBI, who put together this raid, that the dogs might be a threat, only their owner. Well, they screwed the pooch on that one, she thought. Taggart here. Wren here. Anderson here. With some effort, TJ pushed herself onto her knees. She lifted her mangled shirt edge to inspect the wound. It looked pretty bad. Sit, Rep. Williams. Her black FBI jacket came off. Damned thing was too hot anyway. She pulled off her shirt with a grunt and groan, thankful she was wearing her sports bra and not one of the frilly Victoria's Secret things Ted bought her. Folding it lengthwise until it was a long, thick strip of fabric, she wrapped it around her side, making sure both ends of the wound were covered enough. Holding the ends of the jacket arms, she spun it around, turning it into a cord, with most of it bunching up the middle. It, too, was placed over the wounded area. Finally, she tied the jacket's arms tight around her other side, cinching it down to hold the field dressing and hopefully stem the flow of blood. It would have to do until this was done. Williams, report! Her earpiece hollered at her again.
Williams here. Damn dog frickin' bit the shit out of me. Had to shoot it. I'm good to go. 1076.
Roger. She should have called in a 1052. Ambulance needed. But then she'd have to walk 10 times as far back to their mobile base, and she really wanted to get this son of a bitch, especially after now learning he was training vicious dogs. She drew her weapon again. It had been holstered while she'd rendered herself aid. Each step forward elicited a painful grunt, and she could feel a warm trickle of blood drip down her backside. Worse yet, she felt a building anxiety, giving way to a constant need to check her 20 for another crazed animal. The ranch house was only a few hundred yards away, and no doubt their perp would be looking out his window in her direction. She had to approach it covertly, which was damned hard to do without much natural cover. With any luck, he'd think her gunshots were from a hunter illegally shooting on the Yellowstone National Reserve property contiguous to his. He had often called in complaints to Game and Fish about this. The worst-case scenario would be the guy coming out, guns blazing, and then they'd have another Waco on their hands, and that they did not want. The guy may have been a murderer, but they didn't want his dozen-member family hurt, too. They were the reason TJ had to keep going. It was because the kids hadn't been seen for several weeks, and all of them missed the first 2 weeks of the fall semester, that a couple of deputies from the Jackson Sheriff Department were dispatched to check on the family. Upon arriving on the scene, there was a single panicked radio broadcast from one deputy. The dispatcher claimed the caller said only, "He's crazy," nothing more. An hour later, the FBI stepped in, as they were not coincidentally investigating two missing hikers from Prague who were last seen wandering in the same direction as TJ was now. She stopped to regain her breath and to readjust her field dressing, which was already coming loose. She was sweating like it was 90 out, though it wasn't much more than 60. She pressed her palm to her bicep. Her skin felt cool. Do not go into shock, she told herself, as if one could coax oneself into not doing so.